Wow, if you want to move up market, I'm going to show you exactly how in this short video. It's by working with business owners, entrepreneurs. And then I'm going to share with you the five-step process so that you can be the go-to advisor. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and you're watching the CEG Advisor's Edge. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
Do you remember Willie Sutton? When he was asked the question, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Well, I don't want you to be thinking criminally or anything like that, but if you want to scale up your practice and have it be really successful, you want to go where the money is. And that's why you serve successful entrepreneurs. Let me share with you why that's so important. See, as entrepreneurs, business owners, that's where the money is. In some research we did in 2014, at the end of 2014, and this was on households with over $1 million. One of the things that was really interesting is we looked to see if they had a business, okay? So for households over $1 million, there's in the U.S. now, about 320 million people in the U.S., 120 million households, about 7 million with over over a million of financial assets. Let's look at what percentage of those own businesses. Well, it's pretty high. Let me blow it up so you can read it. 1 million to 5 million, one third of those households are business owners. When we get to 5 to 25 million, 74.5%. And 25 million or more, I mean, it's 9 out of 10. These are huge numbers. This should be an aha moment for you because this is all around the westernized world. The way to build serious wealth is by having a business. So if you want to move up market, one of the things we want to do is take a look and say, okay, more than likely they're business owners. Well, let me share with you what we've found in coaching the top financial advisors around the world, as well as working with entrepreneurs. What are the five steps for you to become the go-to advisor for successful business owners right in your community? See, number one, you want to define your ideal, business owners. And this isn't everyone. You don't want to try to be all things to everyone, but who can you best serve? Who has those challenges that you're uniquely qualified or can become qualified to solve? This is so important. And look at where the money is in your community. Define exactly that business owner. Then from there, what we want to do is we want to narrow it down to a particular niche. And niche will be kind of that specialty type that you have. And this could be in, it could be an industry specific, it can be geographically, it should be close to your home. It could be size, it could be private, it could be public. There's all, depending on where you are, you want to see where the money is and what type of business formation that you can solve their most pressing challenges. From there though, then what we have to do, and this is one of the challenges that keeps advisors from doing this, and it's really not that hard, is we have to find the right affluent clients. Well, one of the challenges is, where are affluent clients? Well, it's like the affluent entrepreneurs. They're just like these three. They're at their business. So most of the time they're at their business. Well, we can't cold call their business. We can't just knock on the door and show up. We can make the reservation at the restaurant, but that's not going to do it. Where else do they show up? Well, they show up in two other areas. And the great ways to work with them. One is CEO groups. These are mastermind groups where they get together with their fellow CEOs and they're very open. These are the ones that are committed to lifelong learning, which are hopefully you as well, if you're watching this video, and lifelong learning, and they want to accelerate their success even more. And it's not only on the corporate side, they want to maximize their personal wealth. They want to work with the right financial advisors that can do that. So showing up number one at CEO groups, not joining them, but being the speaker, sharing insights on what the most successful entrepreneurs and business owners are doing to maximize their personal wealth. And I can tell you, I have given many of those talks along the way myself. It is huge. The opportunity, the hands being raised to get a second opinion have been so valuable. See, what they want, and business owners are great at this, they delegate. And you have to be able to deliver a personal CFO experience. That CFO experience, what is it? Well, think of them as CEO, because many times they're CEO or they're C-level executives in their business, and they want someone much like that they have in their business, that CFO who goes over all the financials and makes sure they're making smart decisions about their money in the business. They want it on their personal side so they can maximize their personal wealth. That can be you. That can be you. Matter of fact, if we do it exceptionally well, what happens? Well, we get to go ahead, and for those business owners we're working with, we don't ask for referrals. We offer second opinions. And what second opinions are is we're going to take a look for their friends. Now, remember, if you're doing a great job for your clients, they want to share that experience. Business owners, particularly when you're addressing those five big concerns that they have, making smart decisions about their money, taking care to mitigate taxes, taking care of the heirs, protecting their assets from being unjustly taken. And business owners are really concerned with litigation around the business issues, as well as divorce. And then lastly, charitable. Many of the times we make a big mistake that it's all about the investment side. They have seen so many pie charts, asset allocations, they can't tell the difference between us as financial advisors. But if you're delivering advanced planning on those four other areas and sharing with them some of the ideas of what they could do, you as their personal CFO, that they could do to really be much more successful, your business will take off dramatically. And that second opinion part, what happens is when you offer, don't ask for introductions, but when you offer a second opinion, to take a look at where they are, where they want to go, and what the gaps are for their friends. Now that you've already delivered the experience, their business friends, they're going to share you with them because you've made such a big difference. I want to share with you that process because we do it for advisors. We have a process, and you can click on the link below or on the side, depending on where you're viewing this video, of the best year ever consultation. And simply what this is, we will take a look at where you are, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and what would we do if we were in your shoes? What are the three simplest things we would do to accelerate your success dramatically, including working with business owners? Now, to qualify for this, you need to have a net income of $200,000 or more. And all you have to do is click on the link, fill out the form, and you'll actually be able to schedule your appointment where we will develop a mind map, a total advisor profile, much like we do for our teach in our coaching program for the financial advisors do for their clients. So you're going to get this world-class experience. It is amazing. If you want to move up market, the business owners is a great market. Narrow down to the niche that you can serve best in your community. Your current clients, but all those future business clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.